Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Lots of people like Fridays, so hello and happy Friday, if that's your event in life. I think every day has its good, much more goodness to it than not. I think that's the philosophy of people who would say to you, well, this is, it's better being on this side of the dirt than the other side of the dirt, no matter what the day is. But Fridays are nice. Fridays are good. There is a feeling about what we can do for the weekend. And it's a special Friday because it's November 11th. It's Veterans Day. We'll observe it here with lots of thought during this hour about veterans. Who are the veterans? Why do you serve in the first place? That's a question perhaps for social media. J.J. Kirshner is here. I'm Doug Steffen. Facebook, Instagram addresses are at Good Day Radio Show. And Twitter is Good Day On Air. If there still is a Twitter, we'll have to figure that out. Well, actually, if there's still a Facebook at the rate those guys are
at this rate, right? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So the good news, or some of the good news, as you listen every day, you know that our focus is on mostly good stuff, as good as we can find, many good stories we can find. But this is good for everybody. The inflation rate. Remember I was talking about this yesterday and the day before? Because the prices had stabilized. There was no inflation, really, the last month saw zero inflation. Now you can say, well, it's costing a lot more. Yeah, it is, because there's a cumulative effect. But actually, inflation is down from 8.2%, down about a point to 7 point something or other. So the prediction was for it to go down a little bit, if you can believe the people who analyze all of this stuff, the government data people. I don't know that that's the most important thing, but the news media will grasp that and go into Yahoo land. But anyway, if you want to feel like it's better than it was, okay. Maybe it doesn't feel like it because the price of gasoline is kind of still crazy and the food stuff, but it's the stats would tell us that things are a little bit better. Something to talk about. The economy is one of the big stories this week, as you can imagine, on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, which we will examine and you will hear over the course of the weekend, all the top 10 stories and the people list as well. Most important people story of the week, I think, is that this is Veterans Day. This Sunday marks the 40th anniversary of the dedication of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial, which means a whole lot to my generation, mostly because the thought behind putting the 58,000-plus names, every single member of a service who died in Vietnam, has been put on it and has been read. As a matter of fact, this week, leading up to Veterans Day, there have been groups, the Vietnam War Veterans groups, reading the names. It's a 200-foot-long section. Actually, there are two of them. Black granite names in chronological order. It was designed by a 21-year-old Yale student, by the way, at the time. Cost about $8 million to construct. 5 million people every year, Jay, go to that wall. One of the most visited memorials in our nation's capital. Mm-hmm. And there have been a lot of things left, a lot of items left, a lot of thoughts left in and around the wall. So we honor those who serve and have served. And so there's another something else for us to think about. A lot of people, you know, yesterday at this time, I think I was talking about the origins of this going back to November 11, 1919, President Wilson, at the end of World War I, or actually a year after it, declares this date, 11-11, and there's a lot of spirituality tied to it. If you have that bent, 11, the number 11-11 is very, very powerful in terms of spiritual content.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
And so you think about, I was the Armistice Day thing, which is how this started, and then it became Veterans Day after World War II. A fellow named Raymond Weeks had the idea to expand it. He organized the first Veterans Day parade right after World War II. He was from Alabama, and it went on every year. He died in 1985. He was honored by President Reagan with the Presidential Citizenship Medal before he died. He was named the Father of Veterans Day by Elizabeth Dole, the Senate resolution that was passed on August 4th of 2001 designated this entire week as National Veterans Awareness Week. And so instead of having schools today, schools are closed, but the idea behind that resolution, I remember it well because I had the same attitude then as I do now about all these days off, school not being in session.
Oh, you didn't have school on Veterans Day?
Nope. No, we don't have it today. Everything, city closed. Everything's closed here.
Oh, wow.
Banks are closed.
No, we always had school, but we had breaks where we would go and we would do different activities with veterans during like a 2 or 3 period lunch break and then the surrounding periods around that.
Really?
If you were in choir or band, you would go do a performance or something like that. I believe my nieces are in school right now.
Huh.
But yeah, it was always something that while we were in school, it was still in session, we still did a lot to honor the day.
Yeah.
And I think that it's also important to remember how many of our veterans who come home and they come home homeless, or they come home
yep.
and quickly become homeless, or they come
yeah.
home with mental health issues, PTSD, that don't get very well taken care of. And it's just that is something that should not be happening to these brave men and women.
No, the people who are, those are the heroes. I don't subscribe to the fact that everybody in a uniform is a hero. It's nice that they give of their time because they don't get paid a lot of money. And so it's good to give. Sometimes it helps sort people out a little bit. If they don't know where they're going or what they're going to do with their lives, that's good. But the people who go to the theaters of war, put their lives on the line, those are the heroes in my estimation. Anyway, it's just my feeling, and everybody's got a different thought. Great. Help yourself to whatever your thoughts are. If you're somebody who's worn a uniform, then maybe you feel differently. Whatever it is, something to be dealt with today, and we ought to have everybody in school, and the whole school day ought to be focused on this. In English, you write an essay about somebody that you know or you research in history. You talk about the events that led up to World War I, and then you think about the veterans and what they, a lot of, like Bob Dole, I remember him as a very significant character in my life as a politician. He was perhaps one of the best known veterans, George Bush, the father, the president in 1988 through 1992. He was a pilot, and his plane crashed in the ocean, and he got out. Not anybody thought, most people didn't think, you think of John Kennedy. Most of the people up until Reagan wasn't really that. Reagan was kind of in the service of, but not really. But most of the people that have been in service in terms of being the president have been someone in uniform up through, not including Bill Clinton. He is the first president from my era. He was a Vietnam guy. He's my age. And so there is a lot of that, you know, okay, so we don't have presidents anymore that were veterans. And then there's the whole discussion about presidents who are not Protestants and how they get on that street. Anyway, the one of the things that happens today that is significant, you'll see a lot of this on news coverage, the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. Public is being allowed, you know, the pandemic kind of screwed that all up a little bit. So last year, I think on this day, it was the first time somebody had gone to the tomb and put flowers there for a long, long time. I think first time was 100 years ago, 101 years ago, actually. The public getting close to the tomb of the soldier. Most people know it's been the final resting place for 3 unknown service members. And that started in 1921, a symbolic grave. There actually are soldiers that are buried there, but nobody knows who they are. Thus, mm-hmm. the unknown soldier. So there's a flower ceremony that happens today, invitation only usually to go to the tomb. And then if you go around the world, you go over to the Arc de Triomphe. That probably is bad French, but anyway, there is a flame that has been on. This is a perpetual flame that was lit November 11th, 1919, in honor of an unknown French soldier. And so that's something that people think about in England. There are silent periods that have happened every year since 1919 in England. And then there is a song which we will find and play a bit for you that will bring back a lot of memories for some of the older veterans. We'll do that after this here on Good Day.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
This is a recording from this date in 1938. First time Kate Smith sang this song. I'm about to cough, sneeze, and cry all at the same time. This is one of those extraordinarily emotional songs that brings about in people who have served. I remember the first time I heard this. I don't know how old I was. My father's in the Coast Guard. And I remember him pretty much jumping up and standing at attention. I'm sure I heard it on the radio someplace. This is an Irving Berlin song, one of the most famous composers. It was first sung at the New York World's Fair, November 11th, 1938. So, anyway.
Oh, it is so powerful.
Yeah, oh, my God. It just brings out every emotion you can think of. Mm. So, be emotional. That's part of who we are and why we are human beings, to share and show our emotions. This is the Good Day program at 21 after the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
About 23 after the hour, it's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. November 11th is upon us, and it's time for us in this hour to check out some of the social media comings and goings. I guess people news. I don't like to exclusively put people news in here, but this one's really trending because a lot of people remember the big voice of Taylor Dane and how attractive she is. Whatever it is that gets your attention about her, there's something new about her that is getting a lot of attention. It is worth spending some time on, which we will do after this. Doug Steffen here to talk to you about Term Provider. This is the easiest way to buy life insurance, protect your family, and get peace of mind. You have high blood pressure? Got diabetes? No problem. At Term Provider, they'll shop all the top insurance carriers so you don't have to do that and get you the best possible rate no matter what ails you. Call Term Provider, 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. Term Provider has helped lots of people just like you. No matter what your problem is, at Term Provider, they get the job done. 800-230-2777. Get the scales tipped in your favor. $1 million in term life insurance for less than $200 a month. 800-230-2777. Term Provider, the way to go to get affordable life insurance. 800-230-2777. There's something about her when she first came on the scene, Jay, that really attracted me. Her voice, her looks, there was something, that mane of hair that she has. She would be probably a B-plus on the scale of successful singers. You can put her a little under, let's say, some of the more popular, some of the Coldplay singers like Martin, I guess Taylor Swift.
Maybe, oh, for sure, yeah. In the 80s, yeah. She was like full-on pop star status.
Right. She now has colon cancer, and she's gone public with it. She has a diagnosis that isn't good. Colon cancer is one of those tough ones. Not as bad as pancreatic cancer, but not good. So what they do with it, how you get it, there's a lot of stuff. I know some people who, families who have had it, and then it was just something that was in their DNA. It sometimes has to do with what you eat. It has, I don't know, it's just one of those things that they don't seem to be able to nail down. But at any rate, she's talking about her battle and how dark it is, how it is to be alone, kind of, in this world of all the cancer. We were talking about good news yesterday from the cancer world, that tumor thing that they're investigating, but there are some people that will be too far along. She's talking more, not about herself, but the importance, she's focused on and stressing the importance of routine screenings and early detection, which apparently she did not do. And I'm guessing by looking at her, I don't know this, but she's in her mid-50s, I would guess, somewhere in that department.
Yeah, hers was detected early. So she
it's
one of those things where most cancers, if not any, if it's detected early, it can you can survive.
Yeah, they can. Yeah, yes. Colon cancer,
and,
yes, right.
Yeah, and a lot of times you don't get any there's no symptoms until later in the stages.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Until it's almost too far, too far along. I remember Ronald Reagan was tested once. He was he became the poster boy for getting the test because they found polyps in his colon. That's not a good thing, but they can take them out usually at the same time they're doing the exam. So anyway, but wish her well. Hold a good thought. She's a lot of talent, and she's got lots of. She feels. She just looks like she had a lot of life. You know, she was one of those people that just was so full. Seemingly, every time you saw her perform, she was very excited. So hold a good thought for her and others in that position. 28 after you're on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, if there's anything serious going on with your pet's health, be sure to speak to more than one veterinarian. Pet guardians are frequently loyal to their pet's doctor to a fault, not wanting to offend the vet by seeing someone else. Well, most veterinarians are extremely professional and will not hold it against you if you seek out another opinion. In fact, they may encourage it. If your dog's vet becomes annoyed because you want to get a second opinion, it's time to get a new vet. Your dog is a member of the family. If any other member of the family were ill and the doctor's advice wasn't adding up, once you find another doctor, you bet you would. Do the same for your four-footed best friend. It's only fair. And here's an important factor. Here's when to get a second opinion. Anytime surgery is suggested, I always recommend getting a second opinion. Anytime your dog is being treated for something and isn't clearing up like the vet said it would, a second opinion. And remember this, there are specialists in a veterinary field just like in a human field. So if you have a specific problem with your dog or your cat, check out a veterinary specialist in your area. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Progressive presents today's to-do list for your dog.
Check front door. Check window. Check other window. Rest chin on ground. Look into distance. Bark for no reason. Check front door. Check window. Check other window.
Your pet has a very busy schedule, so it's up to you to make sure they're protected. That's why Progressive Car Insurance covers your pets for up to $1,000 if they're ever in a car accident with you.
Chase shiny ball. Lose shiny ball. Find shiny ball. Eat shiny ball.
Get coverage for your pets with any auto policy from Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage for cats and dogs included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
You're listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Elections in America continue to suffer from delays, giving Americans pause again how the system is run. Florida, 3 times the population of Nevada and Arizona, had final results the day of the election on Tuesday. Arizona and Nevada continue to give excuses. Here's where we stand right now. Republicans lead in the Senate race, 49-48, and the GOP leads in the House, 211-192. President Biden's student loan forgiveness plan executive order that would cancel hundreds of billions of dollars in student loan debt for higher educated Americans was struck down by a federal judge in Texas on Wednesday. U.S. District Judge Mark Pittman said the plan is an unconstitutional exercise of Congress's legislative power and must be vacated. Today is Veterans Day, a tribute to the military veterans past and present. Thank you for your service. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go.
Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
I'll second-guess dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
Of the past, but a tribute to the present. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. The feature here with our players, the players are me and Jay. Here we are playing in our radio sandbox every day. November 11th is upon us, Veterans Day. We've spent a lot of time, I think, about this, and so a lot of other people in my generation, maybe the younger generations, don't think about it as much. It is what it is. I don't like to stew in the old juices. Sometimes I get caught a little bit in a place where I think we ought to be, and that's just where I think we ought to be. It doesn't mean that everybody has to agree on where we ought to be, but I do think that sometimes if you don't think about the past, and the bad things and the good things that have happened, if you don't learn from the past, good and bad, then you kind of repeat the things, you'd like to repeat the good things, I guess, but if you don't learn about the lessons from the past, then, you know, you compound the problem by repeating the same bad stuff.
Yeah. Right? Nothing gets addressed, nothing gets handled.
Nuh-uh. Okay, here's the good news. Start out this half hour with the story of a grandfather of 10. Sold the $2 billion Powerball ticket. Got $1 million yesterday. He runs or works in a Los Angeles County convenience store. sold the $2 billion Powerball ticket. Name is Joseph Shayed. Immigrated to the U.S. from Syria in 1980. The owner of Joe's Service Center, which sold a winning ticket ahead of the drawing. The store is in Altadena. So he's gotten his $1 million retailer selling bonus. That's what they do. His guy's 75 years old. He's welcoming another grandchild, apparently, this week. He's the father-in-law of former Cincinnati Bengals player D'Amato Pico, who is one of that. I'm not anybody who knows much about football, but the Bengals, you know, big player, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That's not the important part of the story. Important part of the story is he's got 10 or 11 grandchildren, and he's $1 million richer.
Yes, so, yeah, and he gets to spoil all of them.
Yes, perfect, right? We all like to do that with our grandchildren. In a second, I'm going to tell you the story about a husband who has had a very interesting epiphany. That right after this here on Good Day.
Paid for by government.com. The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain-relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
Finding the right Medicare plan? Oof, no easy feat. Kind of like those dances my granddaughter loves making me do. But then I found Walgreens FindRx coverage. Lets you compare plans online, over the phone, or in person. Made Medicare shopping so easy. Plus, I found plans with low-cost copays. I can get down with that. When you need to talk Medicare, Walgreens is here. Start shopping today at walgreens.com/Medicare.
What? All right, let's get to something that is, I suppose, when you think about good things, here's some old Viking jewelry that was discovered in Sweden, and it looks like it's new, but it's 1,000 years old. You talk about antiques. So archaeologists this week in Sweden uncovering a stockpile of silver that they think is over 1,000 years old. They have, let's see here, some neck rings, arm rings, coins found inside a ceramic pot in a Viking settlement, or in part of Sweden that's where the old Vikings lived. It's outside of Stockholm, actually. So the archaeologist is a lady named Maria Lindstrom at the National Historical Museum, says, quote, "They look almost completely new. They were buried underneath the floor of a building in a settlement where the Vikings are believed to have lived for hundreds of years." Somewhat unexpected, because they haven't found a lot of these sorts of things when they've been doing the excavating. But this points out something that I think is very cool about archaeology anywhere and everywhere. You come up with coins, you come up with artifacts, you come up this week, the archaeologists found the head of that dinosaur that they're going to eventually sell. that kind of stuff. You know, when and just goes to show you that we're fleeting. We spend a few years here and then we go on. But there are things that have happened on this planet that are worth our consideration, our interest. It's fascinating to see how people lived before us. We have a style and we think, oh, this is fabulous. And almost, I think, to a person at some point in our lives, we think, well, it's always been like this. No, it hasn't always been like this. So there's something to think about. I have some people. Well, actually, I'm going to wait until we make sure that we're connected to Jay before I talk about this in utero thing. There's a couple of people in the news. These stories are worth consideration and just yakking about for a moment, including the former Playboy model named Kelsey Turner, who was accused of murdering her psychiatrist. Apparently, she was having an affair with the psychiatrist. Police say that the psychologist was helping her psychiatrist pay her bills. She's reached a plea deal, she and her former boyfriend. So she was stripping this guy, and he was helping her. She went to him first, apparently, for psychiatric care, quote unquote, and then it became very tangled up, shall we say. And there's all kinds of sordid stuff like that. I don't focus on it too much, but I thought that was an interesting the way they fixed that, if you will. Here's the story of Andrew and Christy McKenzie heading home from a family celebration when a car collided with their motorcycle. It was a near fatal accident. Both of them went to the ER. He's 58 from Virginia. When he woke up from the event in the hospital, his wife realized they were living in another nightmare because he thought he was in 1993 when he woke up. Wife said, the wife's name is Christy, she said, he knew me, but I couldn't see him. He was looking through me. He kind of knew who I was. It was the scariest day of my life, seeing him look through me like it was back in 1993. And the doctors weren't even sure if his memories of the last 29 years or so were gone. Little did she know that her husband would not only recover, but they'd fall in love all over again. Isn't that a neat story? This is something about this guy. He didn't know her, and then he came back to realizing through loving her, that's what woke him up. Story is a driver ran a stop sign and ran into the motorcycle, threw him 60 feet. Most of the doctors said these people survived. There's a miracle right in that. But into the air, 60 feet, and that's rough. They had a lot of injuries, concussion, broken vertebrae, pelvis, all that stuff, ribs, broken noses, and he was treated, and again, when he woke up, he didn't know where he was and when it was. He thought it was 1993. They've been through a lot of things together over the years, but this was the test, and it worked out wonderfully well for them. Good for them. Christina Applegate, another name in the news this week. She says her daughter is going to be able to, she's talking about legacy. We know we all kind of do that. Leave a legacy behind. And this is a focus on her daughter more than anything else. So she got a new star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame this week. She was diagnosed with MS. Remember we were talking about that? Excuse me, a short while back. So the ceremony is actually due next week. She's hoping that her star will serve as a special spot for her daughter. She said, quote, this is something that's going to be there forever, something my daughter can go see when I'm gone. Because apparently she's thinking that her future is not very bright. And so getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, milestone for pretty much any celebrity, she says it leaves a mark. She's had a lot of accolades, but this is the one she seems to think her daughter will appreciate more than anything else. This is a different story because she has the MS, so people see her differently, as we all do. It's a powerful story. When you get MS, you got a bad case of it, man. It'll eat you up. She got diagnosed while she was filming a Netflix series called Dead to Me. And that's where all of this came from, starting that little promotional. And then you start digging around. She was sleeping all the time, needed a wheelchair to get around. She wasn't on camera. But she insisted the show must go on, and so she worked. Meant a lot to her, but she thinks, again, the Walk of Fame thing is going to be what her daughter will best hold on to as far as memories are concerned of her. Casey Anthony, another person in the news. Remember her? The first televised interview has been done from this. She was down in Florida. Jay, you remember Casey Anthony?
I do. I feel like that was so long ago.
Yeah, you were pretty young. Anyway, this I think is 14, 15 years ago.
Anthony, the little girl.
Yeah. The documentary is called Where the Truth Lies. It's a three-part series that'll show up on Peacock after Thanksgiving. She sits down with an interviewer. She didn't have any control over the project. There were no guidelines. She's talking about what happened to her. If you go back to 2008, the disappearance of her two-year-old daughter, 6 months, there were a lot of volunteers trying to find this toddler. Kaylee was unfortunately not found alive. And so what does that do to you? Think about it as a parent. What would happen to you if, in fact, this happened to you?
She was found not guilty, and there was a lot of
People thought she had just... Yeah, right. Go ahead.
Oh, no, there was a lot of public outrage. People said that the jury misunderstood the meaning of reasonable doubt. People said that the prosecution was reliant on the defense being weak, and it was one of those things of... A lot of people, in a lot of people's minds, she is still guilty.
Yep, right. Well, she tells the story anyway. It'd be interesting to see what comes out in all of that. I want to spend a moment talking about how to make life better, more comfortable for you. If you're into fall and you love flannel sheets in cold weather, I love my flannel sheets that come from MyPillow. I got a couple of sets. They come in lots of different colors, blue and red and green and yellow and, yeah, of course, white. Biggest bed sheet sale ever now at MyPillow.com. So go to MyPillow.com. Check out all the Giza sheets, the ones that are summertime, the comfortable sheets that come from Giza. The cotton comes from Giza over in Egypt. And this fabric is so soft and so breathable. It's a sateen weave. It gives you a great finish. And it'll have you sleeping just like a baby. That's how it works when you have good comfortable sheets, good comfortable bed. Get all that stuff from MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com. Check out the catalog that's online, but pay a special attention to the Giza Dream Sheet set that comes with a 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee, anything from MyPillow. You buy it, you don't like it, you send it back, get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com. Experience all of the things, the benefits of buying things there. The Giza Sheets, one of many. Use the promo code DS. That's DS at MyPillow.com. 10 before the hour here on Good Day.
Know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Now 53 after the hour on the Friday Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner on this Friday. We have Farm Food and Family Time as usual, alliteratively Friday's Farm Food and Family Fun Fest. Go on with that. I love alliterations. There's so much. That's why we call it the Farm Food and Family Focus here. All right, Wendy's has a frosty flavor that they have introduced for the holiday season. No recalls, by the way, today. The one that we talked about yesterday, you know, a couple of people have died from that. That's gotten a lot of coverage everywhere. The prepared foods, the bologna,
oh, yeah, the
salami,
deli meats.
And deli
there were
meats,
a couple different stories of salmon.
Yeah.
One with salmonella.
Salmon too.
Another one, listeria.
Yep. All right, anyway, meanwhile, back at Wendy's, just in time for the holidays, they're introducing a limited edition peppermint frosty. It's at Wendy's location, I think, next week, early in the week. You can order it in stores through the Wendy's app. Why would you order a frosty through an app?
Well, you still go pick it up.
I know,
but so you don't have to wait in line. It's already there, ready and waiting for you.
All right, I have an announcement. I have an admission. This week I stopped at a place to get I wanted to have little fish sandwich, and this place specializes, as I found out, in milkshakes. I haven't had a milkshake for ages, and this thing was thick. I couldn't finish it all. It's downstairs. The rest of it's in my freezer. But there was so much fun. The simplest things. I get a milkshake. It was thick. It was yummy. So I wonder if the folks at Wendy's will make this peppermint frosty good and thick like that. They have a chocolate frosty. You know, they have frosties are just milkshakes, right? That's all they are.
Really thick, yeah. There's no possible way to. It's kind of like more soft service. You have to eat it with a spoon. You can't use
spoon.
You can't use a straw. It's super thick. But the chocolate is the OG frosty, and then they introduced vanilla, and now they have the limited time peppermint.
You know, these things are all air. They may be thick, but they cost. It's like one of those servings costs about two cents to make. How much do they get for them? But I'm seeing it.
Oh, have you ever let one just sit out? It's like it evaporates. It doesn't evaporate, but it does kind of foam up. It's very odd.
Yeah, there's just nothing but, it's air. But it's kind of fun. They're fun to have. Listen, nothing wrong with having a little fun stuff in your food. I find chocolate is my fun stuff. It's nice to have a little chocolate. I don't know about chocolate Frosties, though, but I do know about chocolate. And now there's a new chocolate with cranberries in it just in time for Thanksgiving. Let's talk about cranberries and some other things related to Thanksgiving because we're only a couple of weeks away from that right after this. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller. I'm thanking her before we even get her on the air as we dig into why it is so helpful for people to get healthy the healthy way.
You are 100% correct, Gino. With Calitrin, you don't have to sacrifice your long-term health for your short-term goals because Calitrin's so different than every other weight loss product out there. There's no stimulants. There's no drugs. There's nothing in it that will make you feel sick or jittery. There's nothing that's going to make your heart race. There's nothing that's going to interfere with any medications at all. Now, I will also say this. It is not a quick fix. If you're looking for, hey, I need to drop 20 pounds before I've got a wedding in 2 weeks, then this is not that product. This is actually healthy weight loss. Right now, we've extended that big sale. It's the unlimited buy three, get three free. It's on our website, toploss.com. Our number is toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. That's 833-TOP-LOSS.
Use the Doug promo code to have free shipping as well. That's toploss.com. This part of the program also brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Your small business keeps you on the go. Progressive Commercial Insurance keeps your policy within reach. And their easy-to-use mobile app is handy, too. Learn more at ProgressiveCommercial.com. All right, so cranberry farmers are having a tough time this year because most of them are here in New England, and we had a big drought in New England. You may recall it was in all the papers. And so there are problems getting enough of the this is a quintessential part of Thanksgiving, right? So there are problems getting enough.
Yeah, people need to have, that's a non-negotiable. A lot of people need to have the cranberry sauce.
Yep. They're so tart, they're sour when they come out of the bog. And when they cook them, they dump a lot of sugar in to make the sauce and make it taste the way that it does. But there's too much water last year, not enough water this year. So you're probably going to have to pay a lot more for cranberries. There's a fellow I know here in Massachusetts has a cranberry farm. And this is the second largest one, and he just said, look, every year is up and down. This year we're down. Last year we're down. Maybe next year we'll be up. But expect cranberries to cost some more, along with lots of other stuff for Thanksgiving. 59 after the hour.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.